I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. How? This is my jungle painting of the campsite from our jungle adventure. And you'll see that I've used the paper bark for the trees. That's the paper bark that our meals came wrapped in. When you get dinner, it's not exactly what it seems, because you may win 12 stars, but you don't win 12 meals. You'll get half a dozen carrots and some potatoes, and perhaps a lump of kangaroo or crocodile foot. All of which is wrapped up in paper bark. And I thought, oh, that could be useful. So I squirreled it away in my bag and I brought it home, and that's what I've used it for, these tall jungle trees in this painting. I've also added some extra jungle goodies in there as well. Just above my signature on the bottom left tree, you'll see a deadly spider. And to the right of the lone figure, there's a killer black snake. Yeah, absolutely deadly, of course. Most of the things in that jungle can kill you, especially your campmates. That lone figure is sitting in a pool of light on that rock-hard log. They've been there for 10 years, those logs, and they're just like concrete. Where are the cushions? Where's the home comforts? Oh, yeah, you left them at home along with your dignity. Yeah, that's right. Let's make it torture. Now, everywhere you look in this painting, you'll see the blue-grey haze of wood smoke, because that's what you see all day, every day in the jungle. It's always smoky. The logs are usually damp. Well, it is a rainforest. And trying to dry your washing is almost impossible. You can spot the laundry on the right of the trees there. Everyone tries to rig up a way of drying their clothes, which usually results in setting fire to your stuff. At the very least, you smell of wood smoke for weeks afterwards. I used a sort of Prussian blue and tallow green glaze over the whole painting, and then I wiped off areas that I wanted to have highlights for, because there's one thing that's very noticeable about this rainforest jungle, and that is that it's very dark. Except where there are strong bits of light. Well, like the sky or the top of the double-decker bus. Those are the highlights in this painting. The bus, by the way, is there because, well, it was the source of so many arguments and so much bitching. I've added a few lights as well because they needed to illuminate the camp at night. And you'll see a couple of lamps. There's one just above the hammock, actually. It's not easy getting into those hammocks, and they're not particularly comfortable. But you often spot people plotting in their hammock, talking to the camera at the end of their beds about what they're going to be doing and to whom. It really doesn't take long to descend into Lord of the Flies type behaviour. Thank God for that. Now, you'll notice there's only one figure in this painting where they like you to have at least two in camp. And that's because I've left room for you to turn up with a jungle treat. Or maybe you'd prefer to watch from the comfort of your sofa, along with the other 10 million of us. I wouldn't blame you. After all, it is jungle torture. Now, this painting is up on show now, and I hope you enjoy it. It's a lot easier looking at the painting than it is to be in that there jungle. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of there. Howl!